some fun. I want to have some fun, fun, fun.
Dance it out, baby.
Getting it.
Shake it. Grind. You should see Paul right now.
Everyone should see me always.
Twerking upside down. It's crazy.
Man, if I could do that,
right?
You think I'd be doing a podcast right now? I'd be on some show somewhere. Twerking upside down.
Twerking upside down.
America's Got Talent. It's called Twerking Upside Down.
Yeah, it's good.
That's where I'd be.
Queens of the Court
podcast. What's up?
This is the Queens of the Court podcast, and I am John Hansen.
And I'm Paul Jafrida. How are you today, John?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
We're here live.
We're queer.
In our apartment.
We're not going anywhere. It's Pride Month.
Pride!
Which actually is one of the first things we want to talk about. But before we get there, this is a podcast about women's basketball. We're gonna deviate a little bit at one moment today. I got a little excited when I said that.
Yeah, Jesus.
we're gonna talk about women in another sport, the FIFA World Cup, and then we have a whole bunch of other things. Whole bunch. Get that "huh" in there. Whole bunch of other things we want to talk about today. It's been a really exciting week in women's basketball.
Yeah, it's been a great week. A lot of fun things. A lot of great matchups. A lot of great games. A lot of surprising finishes. Teams that I'm like, wow.
Yeah, definitely a big like shake up in the rankings this week.
Yeah.
So really interesting season.
That's
so far.
What I mean. But yeah, so this has been fun.
We're here and we're queer and it's Pride Month. It's June.
Yeah, June Pride Month. Yeah, I was gonna get to there, but thank you. Needed that.
it's Pride Month, not only for the WNBA, but you know, all around the world or country at least.
World Pride Month.
So. We're celebrating our pride. The WNBA is celebrating its pride. I think it's great that the WNBA is, you know, vocal about their support for the LGBTQIA community.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. I think they're doing a lot of great things. They have an official line of clothing, fan wear, all that stuff, partnered with Fanatics and
is it good
Gleason.
Shit?
And
have you seen it?
I saw some of it. Looked really nice. Yeah, I mean, like, I like anything. It's got a little bit of rainbow in it. It's pretty fun.
Maybe
I like colors. It's fun.
Who manufactures it? Maybe we can plug them.
Fanatics and Gleason.
Fanatics and Gleason.
Yeah, thanks for...
Send us stuff.
Thanks for doing that stuff, though. It's
Queens
cool.
Of the Court.
It was a lot of women apparel, which is kind of upsetting.
I mean, we can work that.
I know. I just want some. Yeah. Size. I'm a double XL. But no, they're doing a lot of fun stuff with, you know, doing, they have like a video series and like a, you know, a social media outreach of currently out players that
That's
are,
cool.
you know, getting spotlights and, you know, just talking about their experience, talking about Pride Month, what it all means to them, what's going on, their journey, stuff like that. So it's really cool. You'll see those out and about. They're already out and about there online. If you go through the WNBA tweets, the hashtag WNBA Pride, they'll all be a part of that. And you can find everything there.
Thank you, WNBA, for supporting us and, you know, embracing all types.
Yeah, it's you great. Rock. Thanks for, you know, being behind our podcast, too. Really appreciate it.
Let's talk about France.
The Women's World Cup?
France is where the Women's World Cup is happening. The FIFA Women's World Cup.
That's
football,
what you meant by
soccer.
France, though, right?
That is what I meant by France.
I'm good.
Yeah, good job. You thought I was talking about, like, France Pride? France got gay people?
What's going on
there? France got gay people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, the Women's World Cup is taking place in France right now. The U.S. Women's National Team is meant to do well, to place well at the Women's World Cup. And, you know.
Yeah, they're doing great.
It's exciting.
They're bullies. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a rough win, the 13-0 over Thailand.
13-0 and then the 3-0 win should have been like 8-0.
Oh my god, how much do I love the golf claps? That, you know, the you don't like us celebrating? Well, here's some golf claps
yeah.
for you.
Carly Lloyd is amazing.
Yeah, she cracks me up. I like
yeah,
her.
She cracks me up.
Fierce competitor.
Yeah. They're playing great. That game easily could have been 8-0 the last game.
Against Chile.
Yeah. That goalie was great for Chile.
Shout out to the Women's World Cup, Women's National Team. We're watching. We hope you crush.
More people should watch. Everybody should watch.
Yeah.
Everyone you shouldn't watch. Just watch in the finals. All these games have been pretty good. I mean, obviously, the U.S. have had crazy games, but the other games are great as well. So just watch more.
Yep.
What's our next topic,
That's
baby?
That.
Bring us in.
What do you want to talk about next?
I don't know.
I want to talk about some of these exciting new hirings in the NBA of female personnel. Swin Cash, Lindsey Gottlieb getting hired into, you know, prominent positions in the Pelicans organization.
Talk to me.
And the Cavs organization.
Talk to me. What's going on?
I mean, it's great, you know. It's exciting. You know, I don't think I read an article and I heard Tamika Catchings talking about, you know, Swin Cash getting hired by the Pelicans, and you know, she's basically saying she doesn't want the narrative to be that every NBA team has to have a female employee at this point just to, like, be on trend. That it's important that we recognize that, you know, these women are getting hired and they're getting opportunities because of their, you know, experience, their knowledge, their ability, you know, because they're the candidate for the job. That's why, you know, and that's important, that's not, the narrative isn't just about women getting hired, but it's about, you know, I mean, take Swin Cash, for example. I mean, she's, you know, such a celebrated, you know, player in the WNBA. She's won all kinds of crazy awards. She's been, you know, NBA champ, WNBA champion, you know, all-star nods, just gold medals, just, yeah, and she's, was an analyst. She, you know, was on, I can't remember what network, but, you know, hearing her talk during NBA games and whatnot, she just knows her shit so well. And she's entering the Pelicans organization that is going through a lot of changes right now. And there's a lot of opportunity for her to have a really big impact on a team of young talent. And so I think it's really exciting. I'm wishing her the best. I think she's going to crush it. And I think her crushing that job is, it just continues to open doors and, you know, shift expectations. And it's just everything we're about.
Totally. And, you know, shout out to the Pelicans and the NBA for doing the right things lately. Starting to do the right things. I won't say it is.
Starting.
I'll say starting. Because there's so much more that they should be doing. And especially with basketball is basketball. And if you know it, you fucking know it.
And right now, basketball is just growing in popularity, and it's just,
I mean,
such
it's,
an exciting
game. Let's be real. Basketball is the best sport to watch.
That's why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, but, like, in general, basketball is the most entertaining. It's the best sport to watch. It's the most fun. If you try, I mean, you can, people will try and argue with me, football is, you know.
No one would argue with you about that.
Maybe not our fans.
Perhaps
right?
The world would argue that soccer is, but
yeah.
We already talked about soccer, so we're not going back to it.
Yeah, but basketball is definitely the biggest growing sport out there, and it shouldn't. These hirings shouldn't make as much news as they do right now, but that's the reason why they make as much news, because it hasn't happened in the past. So it's good that it's happening. It's awesome. Lindsey Gottlieb, that one's an amazing hire. She's coming from, you know, coaching Cal Berkeley to right into an assistant coaching job with the Cavs and on Jim Beilein's staff. And I think that's incredible. And it goes to show you that the eye for the game is the eye for the game. And, you know, it should be happening more. It should be, you know,
It will be happening more, but that's kind of what Tamika Catchings was saying, was like, I hope this doesn't become a trend just for the sake of it needing to be a trend.
Yeah.
You know, but it's, but that it happens because these are the best people for the job.
Totally.
And that's what's important. So yeah. I hope that, you know, like Lindsey Gottlieb, you know, she goes to be an assistant coach on the team. I hope that she's, you know, I hope that she's got as much voice or more than any other assistant coach on that staff.
Exactly.
And
that's what I mean.
That's what we don't really know on our end.
Yeah.
But
it seems like Jim Beilein, you know, chose her for a reason. It's his first NBA coaching gig.
Yeah. He's not going to try to fuck it up right away.
Yeah. Like, clearly she's done the right things has the right mindset, has the right look on the game that he wanted to be a part of her team, his team. So it's amazing.
Get it.
Get it, girls.
Woo.
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 Yas.
All right. So question for you. Next.
That's not a skip. That's Paul just being weird.
Next. next thing on the list. So last week I read a headline, more or less, that kind of went like, you know, Brittany Griner dunks for like whatever number dunk it is, you know, for her in her, you know, WNBA career. And I had a feeling about it, you know. I kind of like saw this headline and I was like, you know, I mean, like, that's cool. That's cool that Brittany Griner dunked, you know, and you know, I appreciate, you know, that. But that's the headline. Like, there's so much other exciting stuff happening in these games. The headline that comes out is, you know, that a player dunks. And it says something about what the media thinks is sells for this league. And I think that that's unfortunate, personally. Because I think that, you know, this league isn't about, you know, dunking. You know, so to make that the headline, to try to draw people in, says that we think that what people want out of this league is like exciting dunks.
Let's be real. Like, hasn't everybody seen dunks?
Right.
Like, it goes to show you that the dunk competition just isn't even entertaining anymore.
Like, I'd rather see a headline like, you know, Connecticut Sun, you know, break down Storm defense with clinical, like, you know, efficiency. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, that's what...
Like, just something that kind of represents, you know, what I see in the game, which is just, like, really, really high basketball IQs, really smart playing, you know, breaking down tough defense. I don't know. So, anyway, I don't know. What did you think? Did you have the same reaction, or did you kind of like, whatever?
I mean, in fairness, when I saw the highlight of it, I was like, yo, that was a nice dunk. Like, that was cool. Like, I was just happy with the play. Like, it was a great cut to the basket and a great finish. Like,
totally.
But, like, you know, almost, yeah, it's 2 points. They came they came down the other side and hit a three on the next play, like the other team.
Right.
So, like, whatever.
Like, I didn't see the same headline, you know, flash across my phone when, like, Amanda Zowie B shot, you know, 13 for 16 with 37 points.
Yeah, what a week. What a
you
game.
Talk about a game with that kind of efficiency, you just don't see it in any gender basketball very often.
No. So, but
I don't know.
Like, shout out to Amanda Zowie B. She's
what a freaking night. So those of you who don't know what we're talking about, so Amanda Zowie B, who plays for the New York Liberty, she's had an opportunity this year to get more minutes. She's starting. She plays center for them. She had like a career night the other night, against the Los Angeles Sparks in a very tight win, 98-92, and she had 37 points, shot 7 of 8 from 3-point range, 13 for 16 for the game, just unbelievably efficient, just what a dominant game. Very exciting for women's basketball. Shout out to Amanda Zowie B. I'm so happy for you. I've loved your career since you were in college, and I'm so excited that you're getting a chance to play and show what you got because, you know, you're a rock star.
Shout out. What up?
She has, like, the highest motor. If you've ever seen her play live or on TV.
No, but you mentioned.
She's just one of those players that's go, go, go.
So you said it to me last year when we went to the game at the Westchester Center.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't get why she's not playing all the time.
Yeah.
Like, getting a ton of minutes. You're like, I love how she plays this, that. Like you said,
just all heart and effort.
And this year, she's getting the opportunity to play and score and get, you know, she's allowed to shoot, do her thing.
That's so good.
Look what she just did. Expect to see more.
Yeah, I hope so.
That's what I think. Expect to see more. The team's been playing better. The Liberty been playing better. So, like, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. I want to take this opportunity to share what games people can watch this week that are coming up, if I may. Exciting schedule this week. On television, we've got on Wednesday, June 19th at 11 a.m. on Twitter, Indiana Fever at the Atlanta Dream. Then Saturday the 22nd at 8 p.m. on NBA TV, the New York Liberty at the Minnesota Lynx. Sunday, June 23rd at 1 p.m. on ESPN, Mystics at Dream. So that's one everyone should watch, 1 p.m. ESPN this coming Sunday. And then Sunday at 6 p.m. on NBA TV, Sun at Chicago Sky, which is an exciting matchup I'm looking forward to. Anyway, so
yes,
it's exciting that they're showing these games on Twitter, but we tuned in for the last game on Twitter, and there were a bunch of technical problems for the first like couple minutes of the game and the pregame, and I don't know, man. I feel a little bit like, you know, the WNBA needs to be on top of technical problems like that,
especially.
Just, I feel like, you know, you're trying you're trying to grow the game. You know, people, you know,
there's so we'll,
people
we'll
tune in and that's
we'll
what
hit,
they see.
We'll hit both technical problems right now. Then,
that's
so
upsetting to me.
Not only that,
high expectations. I get it, but
yeah, but
well, yeah,
okay.
I have
once the stream started correctly,
it was fine.
Fine,
but it took like 5 minutes. It
took, I would say, what? You know, we were like 3 to 5 minutes into the game.
Right, I know. And there was a couple minutes before the game, too, where it was just not quite
just working. Terrible, terrible. I guess growing pains right now. But also, WNBA, get your shit together with the voting app.
Oh. I mean, maybe it was just us that had this problem.
No.
I have no idea. But yeah, we tried to vote on the WNBA mobile app and ran into a problem when we had to do the I Am Not a Robot CAPTCHA.
Yeah. Not having that be able to work.
Maybe we're just robots. Maybe that's
we
what
are
it
robots.
Comes down to.
We are robots. I mean, that's how I look on when I play video games. I look like a robot because I'm so bad sometimes.
We're just bots. That's
bot.
It.
I'm a bot. yeah. To not have that work correctly when it's the thing they're pushing, it just started. When we walked into the Sun game, first thing that we get is a roster with all the names on it and a thing on the back that just says, go online and vote for all these people.
Yeah.
You go online, you can't get the vote done.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
what?
It's working fine through the app and through Google. Not the app, through their website and through Google.
Sure.
But I had problems.
How do you not want
That's stupid.
People to use the app.
Yeah.
That's your baby. Your app should be your best thing.
When you're trying to grow your audience, you know, these are things that, you know, turn people away or turn people off is when there's, you know, technical problems. But hopefully it's not anything that's going to really get in the way. But, yeah, get it together. Let's get this shit together.
Yeah, get your shit together.
Speaking of All-Star voting, All-Star voting is open. 3 ways to vote. Maybe 2, depending on whether the app starts working or not.
What there actually works. Yeah,
you can Google WNBA vote, and you can. There's like a way to vote directly on like the Google search page. So that's the easiest way. Going to the WNBA.com website, you can vote there. Vote for 10 players to go. You get to vote for 6 front court, 4 guards. Vote for your favorites. This is an exciting year. We're gonna see some new All Stars this year, I think, because of, you know, how many of the perennial stars are injured. So it's a great time. Check out, you know, some stats. Vote for your favorites. All-Star Game is very exciting.
Yeah.
When's the All-Star Game?
Huh?
When's the All-Star Game? Is it like July 19th or something?
It's in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah, Vegas has it.
Let me check the exact date.
29th? 19th? I don't know.
WNBA All-Star... Who'd you pick?
For the All-Stars
game? Who'd you pick so far?
All kinds of people.
Because the fans get to vote, but...
Pick some of my Notre Dame girls.
Isn't it...
McBride. She's having
it,
a great year.
Doesn't it... yeah, it's July 27th. Mandalay Bay Event Center.
So, plenty of time to vote.
It's
going to
be on TV.
You can vote every day.
ABC. Watch it. 3:30, 27th. Mark it in your calendars. Go ahead. Go back to what you were saying.
Yeah, I voted for people.
Nice.
I'm not going to say who.
Yeah,
too many
that's
people
fair.
Just because, you know.
You don't want to be like that.
I don't want to sway the vote with my, you know, immense amount of influence that we have.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Aces. has...
Talk to me.
So they, you know, came to New York a week ago and awarded the Liberty their first victory of the year. Liberty done well since then, actually. Then the Liberty visited Las Vegas, and Las Vegas repaid the favor, had a killer game, like a 30-point win. Their starters, every top to bottom starters, just had crazy efficient nights, and Las Vegas just had a great game, showed you what they're capable of, and that's scary.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna. We all know that they're gonna put it together.
We keep talking about them.
Yeah. They're gonna have, you know, the growing pains in the beginning. I think it's a chemistry thing, and as soon as they all figure it out together, they have the most talented starting five, I think.
Yeah, arguably.
So I mean,
it's hard to say that when the Sun are 8-1 and they just look like, you know, yeah, like I
they
said,
looked
clinical.
Awesome. Yeah, they looked awesome. I think, but...
But I get what you're saying.
I just think, on paper, when you look at names, and you read all five of them, you're just like, they should be one of the best teams, if not the best. So, yeah, it's awesome to see. It's awesome that they're getting better. I do love that the Liberty were able to take that one game against them, though.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that the Liberty are playing better.
Yeah, they started a string of, you know, winning 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
You know, so
they just beat the Sparks too. So like they're a team that's, you know, trying to put themselves on the map. So do it. Yeah. Keep it up, girls.
We've got a fun rookie story this week. Bet you didn't even know it was a rookie story.
What are you talking about?
Ogunbowale comes back from injury to lead the Dallas Wings to their first victory with 17 points.
Arike!
Yeah, girl. Good job. You know, she's doing what she did in college, which was putting up a lot of shots, you know, scoring a lot of points. You know, not every night is going to be a, you know, 60%, you know, shooting night, but
totally.
You need to have a player that can manufacture shots and that wants to take the shot, you know, even if it's not, you know, even if it's contested.
I mean, I guess that team doesn't really have that right now.
Without Skylar on the floor.
Yeah, without Skylar on the floor. That's you trade Liz and then you get rid of Skylar, like Skylar not being there.
But I think even when Skylar comes back,
but
I
that
think
was the hope.
Well, is still going to be that kind of player.
But that was the hope, I feel like.
Yeah.
They wanted Arike to be that type of player and
yeah,
show out.
Yeah. So anyway,
show out, girl.
Congratulations to Dallas for getting off the Schneid.
Yeah.
Feels good.
It's got to feel good
get
to get a win.
Get that dub.
Get that dub.
Yeah. It's been a really exciting year so far as parity is concerned. You know, you've got the Connecticut Sun at 8-1, and you've got the Dream and, you know, the Wings at 1-5. But in between there, I mean, all those teams between 2 and 10 are like within like, you know, 2 games of each other or something like that.
Yeah,
it's really really tight. They've, you know, they've had some great matchups that have gone both ways so far, you know, this season. Like, what stood out to you as like, you know, what's the storyline of this season so far for you?
So, I guess there's two to me. One should be the Connecticut Sun.
They're so good. I love their slogan, too. Burn it down.
Burn it
That's
down.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great slogan.
I mean,
I want a burn it down shirt. How did we not get one? We were fourth row on the floor for that game, and we didn't get a burn it down shirt. I'm sorry, you're trying to talk. Go ahead.
No. Why don't you keep going?
Or we need to speak.
So, yeah. They... Now I lost my whole train of thought. Nope. Done.
Story of the year so far, Connecticut Sun.
Sure. Okay, yeah. 8-1.
What did you like about the Sun? You saw them live this weekend. What did you like about them?
Yeah, I liked everything about them. Like, Jesus Christ, they can shoot. They defend so well. They're real long.
Yeah, they look imposing.
Imposing.
Like, physically.
Right when we walked in, you were just like, wow, they look big.
Yeah.
Like, they are a team that...
Big, strong, fit.
Strong,
athletic.
Fit, athletic, yeah. They look like they're well-coached, know what they're doing.
Yeah, and
they have a clear like, Jonquel might have not had the best game, right? But she still had a double-double. And it looks like on a given night, the team isn't like, okay, you're our star. You must get this.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to take the best shot possible. We're going to work our offense, and we're going to manufacture great opportunities. And it's awesome. That's
yeah,
and I don't think they're
it's like
I don't think they are getting their play right now because of the basically that narrative that they don't have a true star. I mean, Jonquel is the star of that team now, but yeah, that team's impressive.
Yeah, they really are.
They were impressive.
And on any given night, it could be any of the starting five.
Yeah.
Or even, like, deep into the bench, who could come off and give you your high-scoring night. And your high-scoring, you know, performance might only be 15 or 16 points because everyone on this team is scoring. You know, I think, I'm not sure if it's still the case right now, but last year, and I think probably this year too, all five starters are averaging double digits in points.
Yeah.
And I think none of them were averaging over, like, 20. So, like, it just shows you, like, how balanced the team
Jonquel was just named Player of the Week again.
Yeah, girl.
Jonquel and Natasha Howard again.
You know who I don't think gets enough love on that team, who I think is super impactful, is Courtney Williams. She's one of the fastest.
Don't steal my spotlight.
Oh, are you spotlighting her?
Uh-huh.
Are we still doing Spotlight Queens?
Oh, no, she was going to be my social media because we're not doing Spotlight Queens.
Oh, word.
Like, don't talk about her.
All right, we're not going to talk about
Shut your mouth.
My bad. My
you get into her there.
Anyway, son, you're great.
So yeah, that was my one, and then the other storyline is what's going on with the Mercury.
That's a good question. What, they're 2-4 right now? They started the season, you know.
Does
doing
Deanna
well.
Taurasi need to be there? Like, what is going on?
The guard depth has been, I think, perhaps a struggle. You know, Bonner and Griner are doing their best to, you know, lead the team and get it done.
They both are always in foul trouble, it seems, though. It's just one of those things that you got to be on the floor to be super effective. So, I don't know. They're having good games.
Missing Taurasi and
I think they're having good games still. Like, they are. But there's just something about, like, you know, I guess it's...
Could one of their rookies step up and step into some big shoes?
It doesn't seem... It seems like they're getting minutes to do stuff. You know, Elena Smith and Sophie Cunningham just haven't been doing anything when they've gotten these minutes, though. Last few games, Elena Smith has had, I think, 2 games where she went, like, 0-for-5 shooting. It's not going to get you more minutes.
Again, I think it's just a testament to, like, how difficult it is to acclimate to this league, going from the college game or overseas to this league because of how elite the talent is and how, you know, few teams and roster spots there are. I think it's hard, you know, for the rookies to acclimate. But that doesn't really explain, you know, Phoenix.
Those
Mercury
are just
struggles.
The two to me that are the most surprising, right? I didn't think Connecticut would be 8-1 and look like they do. They just look incredible, and then I did not think... I think I had the Mercury on, like, our week one power rankings, like, fucking 3 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I look like an idiot.
We're not going to do our power rankings this week, by the way, just because we felt like we had other things we wanted to talk about. But you can still find them on our website at kingsizequeens.com/queens-of-the-court. Queens-of-the-court.
Always wrap that.
Right?
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, so go check them out there. Phoenix. Storylines.
What about you?
What's
going on with you?
Big storyline for me this year is just like, I mean, is the parody. Just feeling like, you know, beyond the sun emerging as like a clear number one, I feel like I don't know who the 2 through 8 are going to end up being in this league right now. You know, and it's not only because it's been so even, but because you look at the talent on each team and nothing is just jumping out as like, okay, there's your clear-cut number 2. There's your clear-cut number 3. You know, it just doesn't – that's not happening for me this year. I've been impressed with how the Storm have been able to kind of you know, stay strong with the loss of two, now three important players. And Breonna Stewart-Subert and now Jordan Canada is out with an undisclosed knee injury of some kind.
Yeah, she was getting it looked at in Seattle yesterday.
And Jewel Lloyd got knocked up.
She
got knocked up yesterday. She got knocked around yesterday.
Yeah, and so did Natasha Howard. She was on the ground twice.
But Jewel Lloyd went to the locker room
in
the first quarter and didn't return until midway through the second quarter. So she was getting looked at for something that she was hurting. So, like, the fact that that team is still as competitive as they are and doing as well as they are is pretty impressive. And you got to give some credit to Dan Hughes, you know, just doing a great job with that staff, with that team, despite everything he's going through.
Totally. Yeah, when you lose Stewie, you just think kind of the season's going to fall apart right there. Then you lose Sue Bird, the...
It was nice to see Sue at the game yesterday.
Yeah, she,
you know, with
great.
The team.
We saw her at dinner too.
Hanging out with Gino.
Yeah.
We were gonna say hello, but then I was wearing a Notre Dame sweatshirt, and we felt weird about it.
Yeah. Say hi to Gino and Sue Bird with Notre Dame apparel on.
It would have been amazing to get a picture of them with me in the Notre Dame sweatshirt. I wonder if they even would have done it, or if they would have been like, no.
I would have said that off. I would have taken a picture with me.
Yeah, you had a nice Huskies blue on.
I had a blue. That was very... I would have been like, oh my God, I'm wearing...
We saw the UConn women's basketball team at the game as well.
Yeah.
You know,
people were at this game. It was
bonding.
Great. Yeah.
Watching. Yeah, it was good. It was a lot of people. It was a good atmosphere.
I think there was like one or two incoming freshmen there. And then, you know, Megan Walker.
Evina Westbrook and Crystal Dangerfield on crutches.
Yeah, on crutches. Just, hey,
getting
we're
better,
here.
Though. But, like, you know, climbing stairs on crutches, so, like, you know.
You think Gino was like, you better fucking be here.
I don't know. I didn't see everyone. I didn't see Olivia Nelson-Adota or Kristen Williams, so.
You better crawl.
You know. Anyway. So, we were at the game, in case we didn't make that clear. It was a great game. We had fourth row seats. John got us fourth row seats. And.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks, baby. It was an anniversary gift.
Aw.
2-year anniversary.
Aww.
I know, right?
Yeah, I hope.
What's going to happen to the Queens of the Court podcast when we break up, baby?
Don't break up with me.
I'm kidding.
Man.
What's next? What's next in our show today?
I don't know. You want to talk
How
about
How are we going to do an express show of this?
Express.
We're
not going to do an express show of this.
All right. Here's my next question. Chicago Sky. They're number two in the league right now at 4-2.
Sure.
Do you buy them as the number two team in the league?
No. Just flat out, no.
Speak.
There's just better teams. I just feel like, you know, they've beaten a few teams that, you know, they should beat.
They've had some big wins too, though.
Okay. Every team in this league is going to beat each other once or twice, I feel. Everybody's too good not to, you know, beat each other up once in a while. But it's, you know, I feel like I just don't think they have enough size on that team to be truly effective in the league.
Mm.
They have a lot of three-point shooters. Fun. That's awesome. That's great. I just don't think they're going to be able to, you know, if you have to play the Sun, the amount they have to play the Sun, you have to play Seattle, you got to play the Mercury, you got to play the Sparks, you got to play Las Vegas. Like, those teams are just too big. They're too big and too good defensively that, you know, you might get the occasional, like, yeah, we messed up and we got beat by this team. We didn't have a good night. Somebody got hurt a little bit. They got nicked up. I just don't think it's one of those things that they're going to be able to maintain.
And I hear that. And like
Six
I've
games.
Been I've
Six
been
games.
Talking about that, you know, the whole season. Like, I don't know if I buy this guy. My power rankings, I've had them lower than their record, and I do this week as well. But I'm starting to, you know, see a formula that works here. I think Jontel Lavender was a really big pickup, you know, to get from the Sparks. I think that really gave them some more size and some, you know, strength that I think they were missing.
Do you think
Steph Dolson is, I think she's one of the best centers in the league, actually. You know, she's 6'5", so she might be a little bit, you know, smaller, but like, you know, the difference between 6'5", 6'6", 6'5", 6'7", it's not as extreme. So I think that, and I think that she's, you know, really strong and a great finisher and defender. So I'm starting to believe in them, and one of the big reasons why is Diamond DeShields. You know, and she's a player who, you know, people maybe felt like she never quite lived up to her potential in college and came into the WNBA, and I felt like she was someone who might, you know, do well in the league because of her athleticism and physicality. Sometimes in the college game, it felt like, you know, she was just brought down to a lower level because of, you know, everything, the pace of the game, what was around her. And I think she's starting to really show what she's capable of. And it's just more about consistency.
So where do you think they're really at? What type of team do you think that they are this year? Like, where if you were to say this was the end of the season, not right now, but this end of the season's coming up, where would you rank them? Year end, if it stayed the same way.
If they stayed in second place?
No, like if they kept doing what they're doing, right? Kept winning games, kept doing... I'm not saying second place, but where do you think they finish?
I think they finish top five?
Yeah, if you think this is where the league is headed, like this kind of team...
I think they can be kind of like the Sun. I think they have the potential to be kind of like that, where they share the ball really well and everyone gets... You know,
they're just kind
10
of
10 to 15 points a game. You know, and you've got strong players coming off the bench. I mean, anytime you have like you know UConn players coming off the bench, like Gabby Williams and Katie Lou Samuelson, who's hurt but will eventually come back, I feel like, you know, you're going to get some quality in those minutes. I do think they're kind of deep, you know, and that they're going to figure it out, and that it's just figuring out the right formula with this crop of players, and I think they're going to be better than I thought they were going to be.
Okay, cool. I mean, that's awesome for the league because it's just another team getting deeper, getting better. Again, I think the league's real fucking deep. So I think that I still think that they're going to be one of the, you know, I'm not going to say last place teams, but I still think that.
Do they make the playoffs?
They might squeak in there.
So like 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I envision them. But yeah, I mean, Atlanta's playing real bad right now, and they were, you know,
shockingly bad.
And what were they, the number two team last year?
Yeah.
So I don't think that's gonna stay the same either. Right there. I just think with how good the league's gonna be getting, there's going to be, you know, one or two up top. The rest are going to fall in between there. And I think you'll have one or two teams that are maybe bad, and the rest are all just going to be, you know, beating up on each other.
Sounds fair.
Yeah. So,
what are some of the exciting matchups that you're looking forward to this week? Some of mine, I'm looking forward to the Mystics and Sparks playing this week. And I'm excited to see the Sun in the Sky play.
The Sun in the Sky.
It's so funny.
I do like the sound of the Sun in the Sky playing.
If you ever get asked like one of those like trivia questions, like name, you know, this many professional sports teams that don't end in an S, you know, and everyone thinks, okay, Red Sox, White Sox, and then that's all they can come up with. Just go to the WNBA. The vast majority of the teams do not end in an S. You're welcome. What games are you looking forward to this week, John? Yeah, Sun and Sky should be fun, especially with where they are in the standings. It's in Chicago, so I think, you know, that could give them a little bit of an edge that they need.
One thing that's not amazing is that there's no games tonight, which is kind of upsetting.
I don't think there are games on Monday ever.
I mean,
or at least there haven't been so far this season, which is why we're here. on Monday.
We're here on Monday recording.
Boom.
Hi.
Recording and posting so that WNBA in your life, you can get it through us.
Listen to us on Mondays. So I'm excited for the Mystic and the Spark.
Yeah, Mystics and Spark should be good.
It should be a lot of fun. I think those are two teams that, again.
And Candace could be back.
This week.
At any time. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right? So. Candace Parker, that is.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. I think the Mystic and Las Vegas should be really fun. And LA and Seattle.
Yeah, Sparks at Storm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are my hot picks.
Yeah. A lot of fun games this week. So tune in when you can. And
every
when
game
you
is
can't,
fun, though.
Check out the scores, you know, box scores on ESPN, website or app or WNBA.
The WNBA app isn't actually as bad as we were shitting on it before.
No, just for All-Star voting. Yeah, it's good otherwise.
Yeah. It's good otherwise.
You want to talk about some social media, girl?
Yeah, let's talk about some social media.
All right, cool. So who is your social media must this week?
Okay, so my social media queen of the week. Spotlight queen, social media queen, thing like that, is Courtney Williams.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
You told me not to talk about her before.
I know, because I wanted to talk about her, because she cool.
Talk about her.
So
I like Courtney Williams a lot.
Yeah. At the game, especially, she was the one doing all like the fun stuff on the monitor. She's her personality is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Calling her coach extra. And
yeah,
shit.
Extra. Yeah. Going through all that, it was great. And if you go through her social media, it's just her being fun and ridiculous. I mean, she likes to do a lot of her stories are ridiculously long because of how much she's posting.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing. And that's one of the main things of why we want you to follow her, because she's just fun and she's ridiculous. And her style is awesome. She dresses crazy and has like great sense of style. And I love it. So, yeah, follow her. Her parents were sitting in front of us yesterday, like I was saying. They were right in front of us on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was nice. She shouts,
that's cool.
She shouts them out. She was like, people that were shouting her out at the game, she would like repost their pictures of her playing and stuff like that. So she's really active with her fans.
Mm-hmm.
She's got like 20,000 followers, and she's at...
I'm a really big Courtney Williams fan as well. She played at South Florida, or USF, I should say.
Oh, just FYI, breaking news. Candace is playing tomorrow.
Candace is playing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Candace Parker.
Yep,
back. That is breaking news.
Back.
Candace Parker back for the Sparks. Mystics at Sparks.
Yep.
Wow. Well, that gives them the edge.
Yep.
Very excited to see how she comes back.
Back. Officially announced.
All right. Heard it here first.
Heard it here second, because well, I read it
first.
Somewhere else.
Yeah, probably not first. But that's okay.
But you listen to us talk about it. So Courtney Williams, again, one of the easiest social medias to go find, because it's at Courtney Williams 10.
And Courtney spelled with an EY.
Yeah. Thanks. That was good. That was a good catch.
Got you.
Queens
of the Courtney Williams.
Yeah, Courtney Williams.
Yeah, I'm a really big Courtney Williams fan. I thought she was, you know, really good in college. You know, she always like played UConn really hard and was that player that just could always get her shot. She elevates incredibly well on her, you know, pull up and her jumper. And what I saw yesterday in the game was how unbelievably fast she was. My God. Girl is so quick.
Everywhere.
And like defensively,
she was everywhere.
Defensively, she was a total pest for Jewel Lloyd. I thought she was, you know, stellar. So I'm a big Courtney Williams fan. I do love her social media. Solid.
Yeah, I thought she was a clear cut problem in the game.
Yeah.
Like she was the like difference maker.
Even though when you look at her line, like she may not have had the best scoring night.
But that's like, not what she needs to do.
Right.
Like that's last night, she didn't need to do that.
Right.
Because that's
exactly
how that team works.
Yeah.
She just was in all the right spots, making the way she was playing Jewel Lloyd just made her so ineffective. I did not think I would see it like that. But like,
you know, Jewel still had a good night.
But I'm saying like,
but, you know,
what Jewel Lloyd is capable of and the way she affected her shot. I mean, obviously Jewel Lloyd's still going to get hers, but yeah, I thought she was a difference maker.
My turn.
Go.
My social media must this week is Elena Deladon. I am a very big Elena Deladon fan. She is one of the, you know, big faces of the WNBA. She's an MVP award winner. She's a star for her team, star on the U.S. national team. She's a complete matchup nightmare for anyone. 6'5", listed as a guard because she just rips threes and handles and distributes and boards. She does everything. Retired players, you know, have said this is where the game is going. Players like her. And so she's an incredible on-the-court presence. But beyond that, she's just like, she's just a super down-to-earth human being. You know, she's, you know, family first and, you know, really, you know, cares about, you know, the impact that she can have on the world and with her voice, you know, and what she does. Just really incredible human being. And her social media is just all kinds of stuff, just fun and, you know, personal tidbits. It's really easy to feel connected to her. She does all kinds of fun stuff. She also does, you know, a lot of, you know, activism work. So really into Elena Deladon. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She is.
I love her Instagram as well.
Yeah. And her Instagram is at DE11EDONNE. Her name, Deladon, but with ones instead of L's. Definitely follow her and, you know, hopefully connect with some of these great players.
Yeah. Go check her out. Go check out both of them. Go check out the WNBA. Check everything out.
We covered so much this week.
Check us out.
Oh, my God. We talked
Queens
about
so
much.
Queens of the Court. Podcast.
I feel like we're going to need to start doing, you know, a midweek show. We should have done a midweek show last week.
And let's do one now.
Right now?
No, obviously midweek, but like let's put it in the schedule.
Yeah, you know, I just feel like we talked about so much today and why do this to our viewers.
This is almost an hour long show.
I know. Maybe we should do an express where we just do the rundown.
No.
Maybe the first recording we did today is the express show.
That 10-minute one.
Anyway.
Take 10. On our show today. This has been fun.
We are the King Size Queens. I am Paul Jafrida.
He's Paul. I'm John.
He John.
Me.
This is the Queens of the Court podcast. We love Queens on the Court, of the Court, in the Court, Queens Court. Just Queens.
Yas, Queen.
Yeah. Yas. Live Yas. Make it rain.
Make it rain, girl.
Boom.
Boom. Bye. Bye.